Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. City of sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, wish you were here, wish you were here. So glad to be with you, you and you today, and to those that listen on a continual basis, we want to send you lots of love, hugs today, and prayers, of course. And we want to give you this word today, that you should just love, love, love today, unconditionally love today. Ah, yes, and we thank God for you again. We want to thank God for you. We're praying for you, you and you. All the listeners, even though you don't listen often every now and then, we thank God for you today, too. We send prayers to you. Also, you can call us while we're on the air at 347-857-3925. Yes. We have an emergency today, prayer. We're asking that you pray for Miriam Christian, who's about to go into surgery, getting one of her legs amputated today. And we're feeling a little sorrowful, but we are praying and believing God right on. In Jesus' name, Father, take her through. Lord, take her through, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus today. Oh, we give you praise and glory for what all you're doing and how you have kept her and brought her this far. Father, we thank you. We want to pray today for Pastor Mosley. I don't know if she got out of the hospital this time or not, but we are praying for her. She's been plagued about with strokes, and we don't know how she made it this time. But we praying that God has saw fit to let her live on just a little bit longer. And we thank God for what he's doing in her life. She's a soldier that's been in this army for a while, and she's still marching to the tune of Jesus, and we thank God for it. We want to send the word to today to Patricia there in Virginia. We send the word to her today. Father God, have your way in her life. Direct her, God, in the right way that she should go in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We asking God to touch Ashley Ritter today. Touch his mind and his spirit right now that he may go in the right direction. Say the right thing. Do the right thing in Jesus' name. We thank you today. Father, we ask also that you touch Michael Whitted Jr. Lord, touch him today in the name of Jesus, God. Touch his mind, his spirit right now, Father. Jesus' name. Change his way of thinking, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch right now in his court case that he's facing. Touch that right now. In Jesus' name, and we count it done today. Father, we ask you to touch Heath Bell, who's going before the court also. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for it, Almighty God. Father, we ask you to touch Pastor Scotty Clark today, Lord God, in his recovery from surgery. Father, in Jesus' name, we send forth the word of God out to him right now. Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you touching Kelly Hill. We thank you for touching him. We thank you, Lord, for touching Mother Jane Mara. We thank you, Lord, for touching her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching Dwayne today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you've done for him at this time. In Jesus' name, Lord God, nothing is too hard for you, Father. Oh, God, we ask you to touch Michael Simpson right now. Young man, need God, Lord God. Touch him. Touch his mind, God, that he may turn to you today with all his heart today. In Jesus' name, Lord. Touch those that are incarcerated today, God. Those children of, Lord God, some of your warriors, some of your men and women of God that's going through, God. Touch their children that is incarcerated today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you praise, honor, and glory for it, God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to touch all the pastors that are going through today, those that are, you know, sick in their bodies, those, Lord God, just sick in their mind, those that are frustrated and tired, Lord, and worn out, burnt out. Lord, touch them right now, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we give you praise for touching each and every one of those in Jesus' name today. Lord God, we ask you to touch our government, God. Touch them, God. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh, God, we ask you to touch the atmosphere, God. Oh, God Almighty, where there's so many diseases and such things in the air, God, we ask you to touch right now. Oh, Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need some fresh air, Lord. In the name of Jesus, some purified air. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for it today, God. Seeing about your children. Keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, God, we take authority over the situations in our neighborhoods also, Father. We pray over our neighborhoods, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that peace will abide. Peace be still right now in your neighborhood in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I thank you for it today, God. I thank you for touching my family, Lord. I thank you for touching those that don't even know you, God, that don't know that you're a pardon of this sin. I thank you right now, Holy Father, for it in Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, God, I give you all the praise and honor today, God. Oh, you're a wonderful God, Lord. We thank you today, God, for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for it in Jesus' name today, God, for how you're seeing about your children, God. Oh, Lord, those, Lord God, that are hurt and suffering and going through, we thank you today for touching them and bringing deliverance to them today. Isn't it all right? Oh, yes, yes, yes. God is so good to us today. Regardless of what is come and what's go, God is still good. Now, I know sometimes when you're going through the fire, you don't feel like he's so good, do you? You want to know why. Well, it's not yours to know why. It's just to trust him that it's going to come out all right anyway. Amen. Come on now. Thank God for it today. I know you say I must be crazy, telling you to thank God for them bad things that's happening in your life. Well, they are for a reason, huh? And that reason is for you and God to know. If he choose to tell you, he will. If he don't, well, you just keep trusting him, and you'll know after a while what it's all about. So I'm just encouraging you today to praise him anyhow. Praise him when you don't feel like it. Praise him when it looks like there's just nothing else in the world to praise him for. But you praise him anyhow, because let me tell you, he died for you. He died for me. He died for us. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, yes, yes. God died just for you, huh? That you may have a right to the tree of life. Yes, that's your right today. Glory be to God, because he's given it for you. He's paid for it. Paid in full. That's what I can say today. It's paid in full. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So let me, before I get carried away here with conversation, you know when it's time to talk about it. I do talk about it, don't I? Amen. But I'm going to leave a little word for you today. The fleet-footed twins of trouble and misfortune may have the ability to outrun you in a short dash, but they are strangely short-winded when you challenge them to a marathon. Should I do that again? The fleet-footed twins of trouble and misfortune may have the ability to outrun you in a short dash, but they are strangely short-winded when you challenge them to a marathon. Ah, you got the victory. You got the victory. Yes, indeed. The victory is whose? Yours today. Praise God. Well, praise God. We thought we was going to be a little long here today. Me and Deacon Mike with time. What is he? I'm just saying. Praise God. We was going to be the only persons here today. But I'm here to tell you, you know, I thank God that Pastor Sharon is here with us today. Yes, yes. Now we've been talking to you about knowing your enemy. No, we've been talking for a couple of weeks about that. And I'm trusting that you know your enemy by now. Do you know your enemy by now? You know, I'm not your enemy. You know, you may treat me like one, but I am not your enemy. You know, your sister, your brother is not your enemy either. But we're not going to talk about that. So we'll just go on just a little bit further. Okay, we are starting in the book of Daniel today. Yes, in the book of Daniel. Daniel, the third chapter. And we're going to tell you, you know this story anyway. You know the story of Daniel in the lion den. You've heard it. If you didn't hear it from a preacher, you heard it from a cartoon, didn't you? And if you heard about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you heard about them in the fiery furnace. Now, you know you heard about them, didn't you? Well, we're going to read a little bit about that today and just see how that come about. All right? And in the third chapter, let's start at the 15th verse here. And it said, "Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?" Now, here is this big time man of, you know, wanna put out all this. You know, you have people that wanna challenge you all the time. There's somebody that wanna challenge you. But the challenge don't go but so far, because ain't but too much they can do anyway, depending on how you believe today. But we'll go a little further in the reading, and it says, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But the 18th verse, but if not, be it known unto thee, I want you to know this, king, O king, that we will not serve thou gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now, my, did you hear what these young men are saying? These men that is in a very hot situation. They're in a very hot situation, are they not? But I want you to know something today, okay? This is what we are going to talk about, doing the right thing at the right time. Oftentimes we can't make a decision, can we, to do the right thing. We'll start to be wishy-washy, especially if our life depended on it. Or maybe somebody in our family's life may depend on it. Think about it now. But let's go on. The higher you climb in life, the more certain you can that people will try to assert control over you. Have you ever noticed that? Somebody is always trying to have control of you or over you. Think about it. Think about the people that are around you. That means family, friends, and folk. Somebody's always trying to tell you what you should do or you should not do, especially when you start believing God. When you trust and believe God, you got everybody coming from the north, south, east, and west trying to tell you not to. Now, you know that's the work of the enemy, don't you? Nothing but the work of the enemy that's bringing these things to you to get you not to trust God. Now, you see what the Hebrew boys said, huh? What did they say? Be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods. I don't care what you do, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Doesn't matter what you set up. Now, we got this problem going on right now over in these countries now that these people are taking it in their hands to try to annihilate Christianity. But I know from times past of reading in Scripture that they can try all they want to, but they cannot annihilate God. Did you hear what I'm saying? They may can kill all the people they think, but they cannot kill God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because God is still God. Oh, yes, and no matter how many people you try to destroy, you can't kill God. So you might as well stop trying, huh? And you need to go along with the flow to tell you the truth. You try to erase it from people's minds. Now, mind you, weak-minded people, you can erase God. And it's not hard to erase God from the mind. All you have to do is tell them you're going to have church every day. You're going to have church every week. You're going to have church every Sunday. You're going to have church still. Glory be to God. And somebody going to have to stay home and say, or stay somewhere, go to the party, go to the beach, go to somewhere where they won't hear the word of God. So you, it's so subtly you can really take it from them. See, but the devil ain't smart anyway, is he? So he see that he cannot manipulate God's people. So what is he doing now? He's trying to kill them and kill it out. Well, you can't destroy that. Because that's firm. It's established. God made it, and that's it. There's no reasoning there, except you need to come along with it. You see what I'm saying? So if the devil gonna try everything he can. You should try everything you can to maintain your position in God. This is what you need to do today. You need to stand tall and say, well, whether he deliver me or not, I will not bow. I will not surrender my will, which is God's will right now in me. I will not surrender it to you. Are the images that you serve, now what you say, you hear what I'm saying? You got to stand on God's word, huh? And still do the right thing. And the right thing is to do what? Still praise God. That's the right thing to do in this case now. And they say, I am going to still believe God. I am still going to lift him up. No matter what you threaten me with, because you cannot control that part of me. You can kill the body, but you can't kill the spirit. You need to stand for what's right today. Well, we have many people today around about us that just ain't going to stand for what's right. They'll say, well, if I, you know, I'm going to take away this from you and I'm going to take away that from you. And we say, well, we guess we'll do it then so we can keep it. Huh? We scared of loss. We're afraid to lose anything. And yet you're going to lose something. Do you want to lose your life to hell? No, you don't. I don't think so. Well, maybe some of you. There might be some crazy people that really do, you know, because they think hell is beautiful and all of that. And, you know, we got all kind of conceptions out here today, people with these different things, huh? You know it, you know it, you know it. You can see the signs all over the place, huh? What people are choosing to do. They want to embrace the wrong thing. You see what I'm saying? Well, my life, well, I'm talking about my life. Well, listen here, if you die today, you'll be with God tomorrow. So what are you thinking? All right, because what did Paul tell you? To die, you know, in Christ, you'll be with Christ, right? That's where you're going. That's where you'll go. But you don't think like that. You let the devil bring fear. He brings fear on you. And so when he brings fear on you, you succumb to his tactics, don't you? You start to believing his tactics. You know you do. Come on now. I repent of that, because you don't want to go there. But here these some brave young men that stood up. Now, when you stand up for God, you know God going to send something there, somebody there to rescue you. You know he is. You know he is, huh? When you stand up for God, God gonna send something there to let you know, say, I'm right here waiting to receive you into the kingdom. Or he will send somebody to rescue you. In this case, what did he do with these young men, huh? And when they stood up for what was right and they were standing for their God, he did what? The fire didn't even burn them. Jesus went in the fire with them, and he was what? Taking care of them right there in the flame. He inhaled all that smoke, you know. He got rid of it. Do you hear what I'm saying? The flame wasn't hot. All what they did was have a Holy Ghost party in the fire, didn't it? Come on, think about it. Having a Holy Ghost a party in the fire. You know, sometime it get hot and anointing get the going in the church, you know, and you can, your feet feel like they on fire and you just be jumping around praising God. That's the Holy Ghost fire just going all over the place. You see, you just walk through the fire and it won't burn you. Do you see? You won't smell like smoke. Your hair won't be singed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's because you did what? You did the right thing. By praising God in the face of adversity, you did what? You praised God anyhow. My, my, my. You know, I love that. And I'm not crazy by any a long shot, but I know one thing, that God has set me free. And when he set me free, I can believe and trust him when things seems to bog me down or something come up or somebody's trying to control or put something on you lie on you, whatever they try to do, you know, my God, you know you got the power, don't you? When you know the power of God is there operating in your behalf, that the fire ain't going to burn you, the waters is not going to overtake you either, huh? Yes, 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 you still standing. And then, you know, your enemy's trying to find out why you still standing. I done threw everything I know, Adam. That's the problem. You threw everything you know, Adam, and it can't work because they got somebody with more knowledge than you, more power than you, and that's Almighty God. Lord, have mercy. Can you see what God has given you? Can you see what God has given you? I don't believe you did. You are so, listen, like God, in the image of him. You see, you ain't God now. Let's back up here. You ain't God, but you just in the image of him. You're what he made, huh? He made you to have power to do what? To rule over what he's made with his hands, you see? But you don't want to rule over that. You don't want that. What do you want? Do you know? You know what I've come to the conclusion? Most people that say they're Christian, they don't know what they want. Huh? One day they want this and tomorrow you want that. You just don't know what you want. So you end up doing the wrong thing, making wrong choices. Huh? When you could just get the best that God got. Yeah. When he said that you are Abraham's seed, he's given you the inheritance of Abraham. My God, if he's given you that, then you know you got abundance, huh? You just, oh, Lord, I just can't get that to you today. You don't see what you got. All you got to do is do the right thing, huh? And when you do the right thing, nothing but good going to come to you. Did you know that? Yeah, nothing but good gonna come to you. I'm just talking to you today. You know, praise God, I ain't gonna beat up on you today. You know, yeah, I'm ain't gonna beat you up today and nothing. I'm just talking the good stuff today, giving you some of the good stuff. Now, you know, we could easily do bad stuff. You know, if somebody do us bad, you do them bad, right? That's where you mostly where you think about, don't you? I know. Save myself. I got to save myself and my household. You killing them by doing the wrong thing. You hear what I'm saying? You destroying yourself and your household by doing the wrong thing. When you could have the best, the best, the best, the best. You know you sing the song, the best is yet to come, right? How can it come if you keep dishing out bad? Tell me that then now. Uh-huh. Well, I hate Susie. I hate John Bo. I hate, you know, that's the strong words I hate. Only thing I hate is the devil. You know, I hate the devil and his antics and you know, how he always trying to do something to God's people and pit them against each other and, oh, the pastors against the pastors and prophets against the prophets and all this kind of craziness is going on when he told us to love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple. In other words, you're not showing any discipleship because you can't love the other person regardless of what their church affiliation is. You love them anyhow. I don't care what they call themselves. You can still love them, and you know our own word we always say is love the hell out of them. That's what you do. Just keep loving them anyhow because God loved you. God loved them. He just don't love their ways. Do you get it? Yes, yes, yes. He does not love their ways. He does not love the things that they do. Praise God. My God, my God. He loves you. Why can't you love each other? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Maybe somebody can call me and tell me and let me know how to get it. Because I don't get why you just can't love a person. Huh? I love people like me, you know, but by the time they finish running their mouth and everything and their actions, you figure out, do I really love them? You have to go back to God on your knees, say, God, I don't know, do I love this person, God, or do I have some work to do on me? I ain't talking about on them now. You have to work on you. If you find yourself not able to love somebody, you find out, God, how much more work I need to do on me, myself, so I can love them regardless of what I see them do, regardless of what they say to me or about me. I still got to love them. I don't have to like what they're doing, but I still have to love them. But when you begin to hate because of this, that, or the other, we got a problem here. And you know what? When you don't love, you're not going to do the right thing. You do know that, don't you? Do you know that today? And you know it's right. And you can, people can come up with the dislike it. Well, I dislike them. Well, what did they do to you? Sometimes I'd like to ask a lot of people, what did I do to you that you dislike me so? Because I might need to get this stuff straightened out so I can make it in the kingdom. Because if it's something I'm doing and not you know, knowledgeable of it, then I need to get it straight. So why don't you just tell them why you don't like them? So they doing this or that or the other. So what you do? You straighten your act up. Because if you want to make it into the kingdom, you're not going to let that little bit of stuff what they say cause you to go to hell. No, you're not. I hope not anyway. Praise God. But you know, you're going to always try to do the right thing anyway. You see? And there's so much that you can do better than what you've been doing. You understand? You're so used to doing tit for tat to you think it's right. Don't you? You said, well, that's right. I'm doing right. I'm getting them back. I'm getting them back for what we done. You know, we used to do that when we was kids. We used to do that all the time, you know. Even when you growed up, you still want to, I'm going to pay them back. And we do. We find some way and we, oh, Lord, let me, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. If the shoe fits, you have to wear it. I done said it myself. I said, just wait. I'm going to get them back. You see what I'm saying? Dead wrong. You see what I'm saying? Dead wrong. I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about you. I don't mind confessing my stuff. When it hit me, it hit me. When I preach to you, I'm preaching to me too. And when I hit on me, I'm hit on me. I got to get it straight. See, we're not supposed to do that. Now, if you find it in scripture where I'm supposed to do it, you call me and let me know. Write me, post office box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. You can write me there and tell me, you know, so and so and so, that's not right. And we're going to deal with it. That's what this is, time to talk about it. If it's me, it's me, and if it's you, it's you. That's all there is to it. And we don't have to go mad and hate just because we disagree. That's our problem. We don't want to agree to disagree. We're not alike, so therefore we think on different terms. A lot of us, most of us probably, think on different terms. Do you get my drift here? Everybody don't agree on the same thing all the time. That's why we got everything different today. We have different colors. We have different houses. We have different lawns. We have different everything. Our children are different. You know, we got a pattern. Say, well, you got to train your child up this way and do your child that way. It's in the book. There ain't no one special way because each child is different and requires different things to make it. How are you training up your child? You training them up to drink and smoke? Then when they get older, they're going to be drinking, smoking, lollygagging around, you know, shooting, killing, and everything else because that's the way you raise them. See? I don't have to raise mine that way, you see. I raise them up to be more peaceable, you see. To do the right thing, teaching my child how to do the right thing, not to... that. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not what we do. Praise God. We just want you to know it today. Be it known today. I do not have to do what somebody else do just because that's what you do. Huh? Make my decision to do the right thing. If you go out there and you shoot them up and everything, I do not have to do the same thing just because you're doing it. You the one crazy, not me. Huh? Okay. I'm going to do the right thing. You should choose to do the right thing. Always try to do the right thing. Go to God and ask God, is this right? See, in the first place, you don't inquire of God what you should do or should not do. So therefore, you're prone to do something wrong because you will not inquire of the God that of righteousness what is right and what is wrong. Isn't that right? All right. I know. Praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm going to quit today with my do the right thing because I like to do the right thing. I try to do the right thing all the time, but sometimes, you know, you're going to do something that you didn't know was wrong, and you got to correct it. Is that right? Come on. So we correct all our wrong stuff that you know is wrong, that came to front now. Somehow it had been revealed. So don't try to get an excuse that, well, you know, I didn't know that was wrong. You knew it was wrong. So stop trying to lie to everybody else and yourself, too. See, because that's the wrong thing. All right, we gonna let Pastor Sharon talk to you now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's an awesome topic this morning, I tell you. I'll tell you, make you re-examine it yourself and see where you are coming up short. Not the next man, but it's all about self-examination today, because a lot of times when things comes your way, a lot of times we may say we'll do this and we do that, but when you are faced with a situation, will you remember the word of God? Will you allow the word of God to come forth in you? Will you allow the word of God to lead and direct you? Because he let you know that he give you the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide you into all truth today. And would you allow the truth of the word to come forth in you? Would you allow him to just direct you and help you to stand? Just like these men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was facing a situation. They were in a time where they were being persecuted because of who they know or who they decided to serve. They decided to stand on the word of God. They were worshiping the true and living God. And don't you know, a lot of times you have the opposition to come your way to let you do other than what God is saying, to change your mind, to turn you around, to cause you to go back where you came from, to cause you to go back into bondage when God had taken you out of bondage. And when Apostle Porter was reading the scripture, I tell you, this is what really stuck out to me, verse 15 of Daniel, the third chapter, verse 15. And this part of it said, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. In the same hour, the same hour. You did not have enough time to go home and get nothing right. You ain't had to repent in the same hour. In other words, if you don't do it right now, you're going to be in the same hour into that fire. And a lot of time, I tell you, in other words, that threat was real. That threat was right there. And they could have started wobbling. Their knees could have been wobbling, right? Why? And they're trying to see, okay, if I go right now, will I make it in? You know how it is sometimes? You don't know where trouble may come your way. And you got to know whose you are. You got to know that God is able to bring you through. You got to know that you've been walking according to his word, that he's right there, and he's the one who will give you that boldness to stand fast. Because I'm reminded even about when Jesus was about to go to the cross, and the disciple, I tell you, that's why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit, because the word of God will be stirred up on the inside of you that will help you to stand. Just like you hear a lot of people say they were in a situation, the very danger was there, and the word of God came out through their belly, through their mouth, and they start pleading the blood of Jesus, and they start speaking the word of God and letting the devil know, not so, because you got to know, you got to have that word inside of you. You have to have your confidence in him, and they had confidence in the Lord that it doesn't matter. You know, they weren't thinking about losing their life. They weren't thinking about losing their earthly possession. They did not care about that stuff. They were just concerned about their soul. And according to the word of God in Leviticus, it talks about, Leviticus talks about you not bowing down unto what? All the worshiping. Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And even though it was talking about Moses, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And verse 4 says, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourself a molten god. I am the Lord your God. I mean, verse 4 of the chapter 19 of Leviticus tell you, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourself molten God, I am the Lord your God. So they knew the word of God, that God told them not to bow down, not to worship idols. Anything that is made by the hand of man is an idol. Come on now. So they knew the word of God. And when you know the word of God, when you bow down and worship anything other than the true and living God, you know where your destiny is. Because the word of God lets you know not to worship. You cannot bow down. And then in Matthew, the 4th chapter, chapter 4, verse 7, said when Jesus was going into the wilderness, and who? What? The deceiver. The deceiver. Now, it's that same deceiving spirit that came through with the king, wanted the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow down. So you got to recognize what spirit is in operation. No, that is the devil. That deceiving spirit wants you to what? Forget about worshiping the true and living God. So he told the God in verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And verse 8 said again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And verse 9, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And verse 10 said, and then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So the same thing, if you fall down and do what? Worship. If you fall down and worship anything other than the true and living God, and you know you can't do that. When you know your call of God, when you know that God have a, you have a purpose, and you, and he, Jesus came and died for you, and you know your purpose, you know that he is God, and there is none other God but him. You will not take down easily to what the enemy wants to do. Now, we're not saying you won't be tempted now. We won't say that you won't think about it now, but you may think about it and you have tempted, but you did not go forth in the action. And know that, how you know that at that hour when you take down to with the enemy, that God don't call you home. And all your work, everything that you stand for, you've been standing for the word of God, but that one thing caused you to miss heaven. Think about that. And then 1 John, the third chapter, verse 8 says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So you got to know what the woman of God has been talking about. Know who is your enemy. Know that the person in front of you, they're not per se your enemy, but that spirit that is there to entice you, to cause you to agree with the things that is not of God. So you got to know whose you are and who call you, and you got to know that God is able to bring you through. And I tell you, sometimes testing comes your way. We're not going to say testing don't come your way. And I heard the word of God. I said, you'll be so tempted, oh my Jesus. I don't care how much Holy Ghost and sanctified, you will be tempted, and you'll do that tick for tack. But God would let you know, God, okay, I recognize something. I recognize every time around a certain type of month, a certain season, there's certain things pop up. So how can I win this battle, Lord? Show me how to win this battle. And God is so good. He will speak to you and let you know how you can win that war, how you can win that battle. You don't have to settle. You don't have to take down. He'll teach you what to say, and he'll say to you, you know what? When they do this, do the opposite. Why? Because you want to make sure you don't do tick for tack. It's so easy, and sometimes people do it and don't even recognize they're getting vengeful. God said, what? Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I'm the one going to recompense those person for what they do. What's been done in the dark will definitely come to light. You may think you're getting away with it, but God says, no, 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 you will not get away with it. Things that people do, and they do it like they try to be vindictive, but God is a good God. He'll show you how to respond, what to do, so you don't have to take down. If you really want to say, you know what, God, I don't want to go down to their level. I don't even want to play with the devil. My purpose is what? I want to win this war right now. And he definitely will show you what to do. He said, when they do that, just act like you don't even recognize it. I mean, you don't pay attention to the little nasty stuff. God say, when you let them disbelieve that, you don't play dumb, in other words. You don't have to respond. Just sit there and wait patiently and let the devil know, well, wait a minute, you will not do this anymore. Why? Because he gave us a power and authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall harm us. So we don't have to bow down and worship anything that is not like God. We don't have to settle for what the enemy is doing. You can stand flat-footed and know whose you are and who you are, and you know that you got the authority on the inside of you, and don't allow your emotion to respond, because sometimes you got to catch yourself real quick now. Oh, my goodness, you got to catch yourself. Didn't I say we're going to be tempted? I said that now. Jesus was tempted, but he recognized the spirit of deception. He recognized the devil, the deceiver, that he was coming with another trick. And the enemy will always say, if you worship me, if you do it my way, if you make me have it do it this way, if, there's a lot of if in our life, but make sure it line up with the word of God. We got the power today. And knowing your enemy is half the battle. Pay attention. Pay attention to each time when certain things start happening. And when you recognize it, he letting you know that you don't have to do it the way you did it last time. You don't have to. Someone cursing you out, you don't even have to curse them back out. You don't even have to step down to their level. Why? Because when you waggle with the pig, you start smelling stink too. Why? Because, you know, like the pig peeing, right? The pig will eat any kind of mess. They look, you know, think about a literal pig peeing. It's all muddy. It's all water. It smells stink. They poop right there. They pee right there. So you know that pig thing is thing, and then they do what? They throw food and they'll go right there and eat. So a pig will eat anything that is nasty. So you don't have to go down to that pig pen and allow the enemy to make you smell stink just like the stinkiness all around you. So know that you got the power, and there is none other God but the God of Isaac for Jacob and Abraham. And know that he's not even just their God, he's your God, brother Michael, Deacon Michael.
Pastor Sharon was messing with my pork chops just then. I don't know if I can eat bacon the same way now looking at it. I mean, but it's true, you know, but it is true. You know, once we wallow in it, it's there. Now, we can't deny that because the stink will be all over you, you know, and that's the way you do in sin. It be all over us, and it shows. You can smell and see sin when it's out there. Now, let's be real. People can't hide that sin once it's there, once it comes and it shows, because sin will show itself, you know. So people need to realize that that's what happens when things fall apart on you and things happen. But, you know, we got to look at Jesus, and Jesus has to be the one that pulls us out. And the thing about it is people don't want Jesus to pull you out. That's the point. A lot of people don't want to be rescued, so to say. And that's what the problem is. When you need to be rescued, they don't want to be rescued. You know, they think there's fun in the sun and fun in the sun, you know, so therefore they want to stay where they're at. And, you know, some people you just can't let, some people you can help, and some people you just can't, you know, and we got to realize that also, because all the people are not meant to be helped. Let's put it to you that way, and some are. You know, and these are things that we got to realize that some people just don't want to. And Jesus says we need to recognize all of these things. We need to learn how to recognize what's going on around us also, because there's so much going on around us that we can easily fall into the pig pen if we're not careful. You know, because the pig pen is only a step away. And the devil is ready to push you in there. And see, and people don't, and people want to live on the edge. You live on the edge every day you wake up, because you don't know if you're going to be here or not. Every day you go to sleep, you don't know if you're going to wake up. So you're on the edge right there. Do we realize that edge that's coming on, that's going on? No, we don't. Because a lot of people don't thank God for waking you up in the morning. You know, and we need to thank God that we wake up in the morning. Then we can go from there. Because God is the one that's going to guide us. God is the one that's going to direct us. God is the one that, God, when things happen, God is the one that holds our hand.
They don't know that.
You know, and as apostles say, people don't know that. That God is the one to hold our hand and keep us afloat. We need to get these understandings. We need to get through to our minds that God is the one that's holding our hand and keeping us afloat. And we need to constantly keep on our prayers, keep on our toes. That's why we be on the Wailing Walls prayer line, because of the fact of the matter, prayer is the one that keeps people going, that keeps going, because it takes all of us. Not just one person praying. It takes all of us praying, because there's strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to be part of that number. We don't care if you're in there in silent prayer. At least be there with us. At least we can feel your spirit. And that's what we want to do. We want to feel your spirit. We want to feel you there. you know, you might not want to open your mouth, just acknowledge that you are there. And that's the thing about prayer. You acknowledge that you're there. You acknowledge that that you want the Lord. You may not know what to say. And that's a lot of problems with people. They don't know what to say instead of just letting it go. And the thing is, when you come unto the Lord, you got to let it go. You got to let the old you go. You got to let the embarrassment go and things of that nature, because it'll be all right. God didn't say he was going to let you fall on your face. So God going to help you. God going to be with you. God is always going to be with you. Let's not get it all twisted up and all backed up and meanwhile, but God always going to be with you. And as they were talking about, we got to worry about what the evil is out there, because evil is coming at us always these days. It's coming at us at all directions, north, east, south, west. It's coming at us at all directions. And knowing your enemy is knowing how to fight, because you got to fight from the front. Then you got to turn around and fight because it's coming at your rear. Then you got to turn around, it's on your left, it's on your right. You got to learn how to fight and get it off you. You got to learn what's going on and what's happening. As apostles say, knowing your enemy, because you know your enemy is coming at you at all directions. It's not going to come at you the same way each time, because you don't know how it's coming, but it's coming. It's coming at you, because long as you try to do right, wrong is trying to take over. But long as you do wrong, everything is peachy cream. But soon as you try to do right, that's when things happen. You know, it makes you wonder, why is that? You know, you try to think, because I guess if you're not tested, how do you know you're true? How do you know that God is holding you up if you're not tested? Because people think that they're not going to be tested. Yes, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested, tried, and you got to be true, because it's coming. You know, you just don't know how. It may come in the body. It may come in the form of another person. It may come in your children. It may come in this. It may come in that. We don't know, because it's coming all different types of directions and ways. So we have to be ready. We have to be in the understanding that God is with us. We got to learn to stand strong and stand tall when these things happen and when things coming up, because the enemy is coming up. The enemy is tipping on you all tips and all different directions. He's tipping on you from the left. He's tipping on you from the right. So we got to understand that this is what's going to happen, and we got to be ready. As apostles say, know your enemy. Know what's going on. Know what's happening. Know what the devil is trying to do, and understand what's going on. And this is, I'm Deacon Michael, and I thank you for listening today, and I thank you for everything that y'all doing, and we thank the Lord that all of you listeners are out here today. But you can write us at Post Office Box 2228. 32704, Apopka, Florida. And we like to thank all those who sent in donations and those who are going to send in donations. And we thank you, and God bless you. The church address is 31325 County Road 437, and that's Plymouth Sorrento Road in Sorrento, Florida, 32776. If you come by and visit us every Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. So come by and see us, and let's all be educated in the Lord at that time. And you can also go to the prayer line, the Wailing Walls prayer line. It's 218-548-6746, and that's every Friday at 11 p.m. And come and join us and get your prayer on. And that's what it's all about, because the prayer is strength in numbers. And also, you can listen to me every Monday, Deacon Michael, and I'm just saying at 917-889-2211. Again, that's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 11 p.m. And don't forget, and time to talk about it, every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So come by and listen. Stay tuned and listen. You know, I say come by and listen because some people be on their computer or whatever, and they just happen to scroll, and there we are, and we pops up on there. And don't you think the Lord wants you to listen? So listen. So everybody stay tuned and listen because we always have something good to say. In Jesus' name, I'd like to thank you. Amen.